Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 1st, and the whole week ahead. There's a most beautiful aspect between Venus and Neptune. You can look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in Scorpio in the ninth house, trine a lovely aspect, Neptune in the first house. This is beautiful. If you are a Piscean who loves the arts and music and beauty, then go for it. If you want to make a change to the way you look, transform your look, then go for it. There is seduction and passion all around you now. Here's your Sunday stars. That lovely Venus-Neptune aspect from yesterday continues unabated, so powerful in so many ways. This really can open up so many new things for you on a cultural and artistic level. But I want you to look at yourself, because these stars are tantalizing, they're seductive, they're full of beauty, and that's what I want you to be now. If you need a makeover, do it now. Here's your Monday stars. Lots happening in the sign of Scorpio, and of course for you as a Pisces, this means leaning towards those things that really interest you. But there seems to be a strong spiritual vibe here. So it could be anything from Egyptology to ancient history, superstitions, curiosities. It can also mean that you're drawn to subjects such as the law, psychology, psychotherapy. There's lots of things now for you to get your head round. Here's your Tuesday stars. With the Sun sextiling Saturn, this is actually quite good if you're a Pisces with a notion to achieve something, to go somewhere. It's all powerful when it comes to anything connected to ambition. These stars have a great sense of achievement. And if you want to succeed now, this is the perfect time for you to get back up, to get grounding, to get support, so that you can go after your ambitions and be in a win-win situation. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, with your ruling planet Jupiter squared to Mars, there's always a need for you to play it cool and slow down. And that's exactly the case now. I've no doubt that there's good fortune following in you, but you may trust to your luck too much at the moment. There are some good things around as well. For instance, people want to support you, they want to love you. But something tells me you could be too rash. A phrase comes to mind, beggars can't be choosers. And here's your Thursday stars. So much going on in the sign of Sagittarius. And that for you is about work and career, well, more career and vocation. It's about having a goal, it's about pushing yourself forward, and all of these things are good. So do you have an ambition? Do you know what it is that you want to do? If you do, then set the target. If you don't, then this is the perfect time to look around, and something will soon catch your eye. Here's your Friday stars. Lots happening in the sign of Libra. For you, that means you have to deal with things which you may want to gloss over or sweep under the carpet, but you mustn't. The next few weeks is a very good time for you to confront issues, whether rational matters or even the irrational, obsessions, doubts, psychological blockages, anything to do with your sex life, passions or desires. This is a very good time to deal with them in a most objective way.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.